alert.
Yeah.
He what?
He learned me how to make them taters. Some of them taters would be, when I dig them, would be long as you see from here on out to the end.
Yeah.
And he used to make them like that all the time, but I want to know how he did that, and he showed me. He said, the way he do, to put the tater slip out, he gets a little eating tater and put in the ground, let it stay there, and let it, you know, it come out with vines up on top of it, just like, it make the vines all over the rope. But it grow long, that same tail. Then it makes others. Sure would.
Now, what about a place where, when you cut hay, you raked it up into what?
Into, first windrow it.
Yeah.
A line. I go crossways, and every time I get to the row, dump. All right, when I get through with it like that, then I'd go right, make the mule go right straddle of this, that row, and pile it. Next thing would be haul it and pick it up with hay fork.
Yeah.
What you call a windrow it.
Windrow. Mm-hmm.
You windrow it first.
Yeah.
And then, when you get through windrow it, then you put one mule on this side with the rick, you know. The rick sitting down look as good as new right down there. No. Go right straddle it like you're going down that row cone. One mule, one mule, one hood, and you could pile it up like that.
Would you ever get a second cutting?
Oh, yeah. I had from that puck on tree there, just above it. I would put it in a low place. I fed mules with that for years. That was my alfalfa patch. Show it. I'd put what I could under the shed, but some of it I put in a barn. I had a barn set back there. And a great big stable for the mules to stay on. It's wider than the other my car.
What about your hogs? Where'd you keep them?
Oh, I keep them in the lot for the mules. They catch all the waste.
Yeah.
The waste is keep them up.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I had two cows. I used to have two cows to the pay, milk cow.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you milk them? You have a place where you'd milk them?
Yeah, I'd milk them on the shed.
Outside the barn?
Outside the barn, yeah. I had a separate pen. I wouldn't let the calf go while the mule was. I had a protection between them. I went out there and got the water buckets of milk from them.
Huh.
This man, I told you, sent me to tend this place.
Yeah.
The next week, he sent me a milk cow with a calf about a month old.
Yeah.
First, I'd have milk, because you know I was used to it. I haven't left all my cows down with my dad. I had mile, right below mile, because he could turn them on the levee. They had fence all around there. But he brought me one out there, and he was a bull calf. And I kept him right 2 years. So he come out there one day, he said, Donnie, I said, huh? Ain't that a bull, that calf? Of course, the cow was here, but he gave me the milk. You know? He said, that wasn't that a bull that thinks, you know, what you... I said, yes, sir. He said, you ought to done sold him if he a bull. I said, well, I didn't know what you want him sold or not. He said, a fella come out here the other day trying to buy him. I said, but I told him he belongs to you, I couldn't sell him. He said, next time he come out here, sell him. So I sold him, he come out there one Saturday. I said, I sold that bull you looking at, your bull. He said, what you get for him? I said, $40, I rented for him. He said, keep it. You may have a little small payday and I wouldn't have to come out here, either you come out there, just to use it for that. Sometimes I have 2-3 days work, you know. That's what he meant. I'd already have, let's keep the $40. So that's what I did.
Did you have a place before refrigeration where you'd keep your milk?
Oh, I tell you.